Recruiters from Halliburton are on the UW-Madison campus this week, along with more than 200 other companies and government agencies, for the largest ever career fair at the engineering school. Chris Doles of the Campus Anti-War Network says he hopes hundreds of students turn out to line the halls of the engineering building for a peaceful protest.
We don't plan to intimidate, but rather by our sheer numbers, make it so that anybody who wants to be recruited by Halliburton has to walk down a hall of shame of hundreds of UW students who will be listing, in a conversational tone as they insist we must, all the crimes of Halliburton and our grievances against them.
Dole says Halliburton is guilty of everything from bribery to defrauding the military and carrying out what Dole calls the continuing occupation of Iraq. Halliburton's former subsidiary, Kellogg Brown & Root, has undergone several government investigations. Dole says that's why Halliburton is moving its headquarters to Dubai.
So in that respect, they're more than just criminals. Now they're fugitives, and we think that if the government isn't going to hold them accountable, it's up to us.
An email from a Halliburton spokesperson, Melissa Norcross, says the company has come to expect protests like this, but she says the company no longer has any employees in Iraq and has cut all ties with Kellogg Brown & Root. Sandy Arne of the UW Engineering School says she just hopes Thursday's protest doesn't disrupt the career fair. She says the campus Green Party group has peacefully protested past fairs, setting an example she hopes the anti-war network will follow. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.